Gewalt hab ich früher kein Cuba. Bin ich in Miami.
Continuing with the theme established in their inaugural year, Yidstock 2013 will bring the best in klezmer and new Yiddish music to the stage at the Yiddish Book Center in Amherst, Massachusetts. There will be performances by the Klezmer Conservatory Band, Golem, Klezmeranto, and Margot Leverett, and the Klezmer Mountain Boys, as well as workshops and lectures. Here to tell us more are Seth Rogovoy, Yidstock's festival programmer, and Lisa Newman, Director of Communications for the Yiddish Book Center. It is a delight to have you both here. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us, Joe.
It's like a nice reunion.
It is.
I haven't seen you guys in a while. It's very, very nice to have you here. This event, has it surprised you of how it was received?
It was an incredible surprise, I think, for all of us. I mean, we knew what we wanted it to be, but we had no expectations last year going in, it being the first year. And I tell you, even though I chose all the acts, every single act, and I'm not just saying this, was better than I had ever seen them, was better than I expected. Every show was standing room only, and the audience loved every show. And frankly, I thought some of this stuff may be a little bit challenging, but they ate it up. So it was really, really fulfilling.
Do you think that comes from a collective of being together as a group, experiencing this and working off each other?
That is a great point, Joe, because I do think that was probably something that, you know, you can't factor in. You don't really know. But now we do know that is part of it. It's the overall experience as much as anything.
Yeah. And then also, you know, I'm sure it's not, you know, stated, but there's a little, you know, competition. You want to sound as good as them, right? You know, it's like, oh, they sounded great. They hit it out of the park. Well, now we'll do our thing, you know?
That never occurred to me.
So what does this obviously mean for the Yiddish Book Center? Because this is a huge event, I would assume, for you all.
It's a large event, yes. We have people coming up from all over the Northeast who've made plans to be at the festival for 4 days. It's wonderful. We're thrilled to open the doors to all of the visitors and members. And just to have all the musicians there, there's just a great sense of energy. It speaks so much about the culture, et cetera. It's just great.
And also, I mean, we talk, and we'll get more into this about the music component, of course, but there's also a lecture component to this, which is very strong and also very popular.
That's right. That's right. This year, we have more lectures, we have workshops, and there was a lot of requests for, and obviously a need for, because it's natural with this music, for dance. So this year we have brought in the world's greatest Yiddish folk dance instructor, a guy named Steven Weintraub, and he'll be there the entire time, both doing hands-on workshops, teaching Yiddish folk dance, but also just being a presence at all the concerts, so fostering a kind of spontaneous, informal dance component at every concert.
So if you get one person doing it, then other people will feel freer to get up
it's
and do
just
it.
Natural given, yeah. Given the music.
Like, you don't feel like the only idiot getting up and doing it, right?
Nobody held back last year.
Well, that's good. That's excellent. How does this all fit into your overall mission at the Book Center?
Well, we set out to rescue the books, the Yiddish books, and have rescued over 1 million Yiddish books. And opening up the culture is what we're finding in the books. You know, it really informs our understanding of Jewish culture. And klezmer is an aspect of that. And it certainly also reflects the whole idea of Jews who are, you know, constantly evolving and reinterpreting and borrowing from places that they're in and combining all of these cultures, you know, aspects of culture together. And the music is like that. I think that what Seth has put together in terms of curating this speaks, and I will let Seth speak to that, but just the range that is here in terms of the different kinds of musical genres is very typical of what you'll find in everything in Jewish culture, from food to books.
That was a great answer. Good for you. That was a great answer. Very, you know, seldom, you know, when you ask questions, do you get an actual answer to your question? And I just thank you. That was a very good answer. So when you look at that range, it is quite a range.
It is quite a range. And as Lisa said, because of the context that we're listening to, this is not a museum piece. This is a living, breathing approach to this music. And these musicians, who are our contemporaries, although they've studied and they're deeply rooted in the traditions of Yiddish and klezmer music, they bring all kinds of other things from their own musical backgrounds and the wider culture to it. So, for example, on Saturday night, we have Margot Leverett and the Klezmer Mountain Boys, because what Margot Leverett realized or felt was there is an affinity between old country music and country music. So she's got bluegrass players playing klezmer music and vice versa. And the music's kind of fit together. We've got jazz musicians on Sunday playing cantorial music. We have rock musicians playing klezmer jam band music. We have Balkan musicians playing klezmer punk music. All because this is just a natural thing to do, and musicians are always kind of reinventing and drawing in from here and there.
But it can be, it's music that is new and contemporary. It's not like Latin in the sense of you're digging back to something and digging it out and reinterpreting it.
That's right. That's right. This is music in the here and now. It's always been it's music of a culture, of a living, breathing culture, and music of today.
Yeah. And so what does that what are your challenges as programmer of putting together, I mean, obviously schedules, but besides that,
oh, that's easy.
What is it like putting it together?
Well, you want to get a diversity. You want to get stuff that people maybe are familiar with so they'll come. But you also want to program things that are new and different. And this year, I think, you know, we've achieved a balance. We have on the one hand the Klezmer Conservatory Band, probably the world's most popular and well-known klezmer band, the original revival band. They've been around forever, since 1980, been on all the, you know, top stages of the world, Lincoln Center, on Garrison Keillor's Prairie Home Companion, on the one hand. And then on the other hand, we have programs which are unique and brand new programs, which I actually thought of. What if this trumpeter and this trumpeter, who've never played together, but both play jazz cantorial music, get together and do a duet. So we have that on Sunday. Brass Chazonis. Stephen Bernstein and Frank London play jam on cantorial music. And then I thought, we have all these great musicians from all these different bands. Why don't we form a one-time only klezmer supergroup? You know, in rock music, there was always these supergroups like the Traveling Wilburys, right?
Sure.
So we're going to have the Traveling Wilburys of Klezmer on Sunday night with all the top names from all the bands jamming together.
How did you pick the All-Stars? I mean, did that become contentious? Did you get...
Not as far as I know.
Was anybody ticked that they didn't make the list?
I suppose, or? I'm going to hear about that on Sunday, and I'll let you know. I'll get back to you.
I mean, you make a best of list, somebody's going to get ticked off. There's no question about it. So there is a... there's the concert schedule, and then there's the lecture workshop, but ultimately all getting underway on Thursday, correct?
That's right.
It all kicks off this Thursday, July 18th at 7 p.m. with the Klezmer Conservatory Band, and the festival runs through the 21st.
Excellent. Were there any lessons that you learned? I assume many, but main lessons that you learned last year?
More chairs. No.
More chairs. Yes, more chairs.
More chairs, more food.
Yes.
Right?
We do
right.
have food.
Yeah.
Well, the dancing thing, for people really want to dance.
Yeah.
And to encourage people to get their tickets early because it was sold out, we had to turn people away. So we made sure to get the word out early and encourage people not to hesitate. And there are still a few tickets left, but, you know, people are listening and thinking about maybe wanting to go. Strongly urge them to go to yiddishbookcenter.org now and get your tickets.
And if you go to yiddishbookcenter.org/yidstock, you'll see the whole schedule and all the events and how you can be a part of it and all of that good stuff. Do you plan on making this an annual event? Is that the idea, or?
Yes.
We'll just take it year by year.
No, we have a save the date for 2014.
We've even already booked some of the acts for next year. I'm so excited about it.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Yeah. So does it make it easier when it becomes a long-term commitment and you think down the road as opposed to just event to event?
I guess in a way, yeah, for planning it does, because you know, all right, this year I didn't do that, but I'm already thinking in terms of, okay, so next year we'll do this to balance off this, and we'll bring this people back in 2 years. So yeah, and also it's obviously now a real thing that the performers themselves want to be there. I'm getting lots of requests from bands who want to be in the festival. So yeah.
I mean, you know this from the Roger Boy report, of course, and I think, and we were touching on this just before we went on, that there's so much to do in this region. There's so much to do and so much to see, and you know, it's all, let's say, very reasonable in price, and it's time and commitment and what you're going to do, and but there's such a variety of things to do. So how do you get, when you start something like this, even last year when it was your first year, how do you make the noise to get on that list of things to do with people?
How did we do that, Lisa?
Well, we first reached out to lots of people. We have a great...
To WAMC.
Yes.
Yeah. That didn't hurt, I'm sure.
Thanks yes. to you. Yes. We do myriad things to reach out to people. And
Seth has quite a platform himself.
And certainly our members were eager and ready for this as well. As I say, they book for 4 or 5 nights to come up. They do use it as an annual way to come visit the center, see the exhibits, go to lectures. It's sort of a full immersion in everything Yiddish. And also, you know, we get the news out locally, and it's great because we're drawing people from around the area who want to make it a destination visit and do a lot while they're in the Amherst area.
Some of the lectures are already sold out, but you can still find out information. Other lectures are still available, so you can find out where they are by simply going to yiddishbookcenter.org and seeing the schedule as far as, and also finding out more information. Yidstock 2013 takes place July 18th through the 21st at the Yiddish Book Center in Amherst, Massachusetts. And then when all the musicians leave, then anything else coming up that's exciting and fun?
Oh, yes. We have a full program, programs planned for the fall. Do you want to announce anything else, Seth?
Can
What? Why not?
Wow. Okay. Well, Yidstock will be coming to the Berkshires in November when the Yiddish Book Center brings the Klezmatics to the Mehewi Performing Arts Center.
Oh, that's cool.
November 16th.
Yes.
Excellent. So the beat will go on then. This will certainly will keep on going straight in through the fall. And
we're expanding. And we're reaching out. We're bringing Yidstock to the people.
Well, good for you. That's wonderful. Well, you can find out more information about all of this. It's Yidstock 2013. It takes place July 18th through the 21st at the Yiddish Book Center in Amherst, Massachusetts. YiddishBookCenter.org. Lisa and Seth, I thank you very, very much for being with us. It's always a pleasure to see your smiling faces. I wish you all the luck in the world for this weekend. Have a wonderful time, and we'll talk soon.
Thank you.
Indeed.
Thanks,
you. You're listening to The Roundtable at WAMC.